Welcome to Strategy Saturday. I'm Charles Crillo, and today we're going to be discussing renting out your multifamily property, what you need to know. When renting out a multifamily property, there are several considerations and responsibilities for the property owner. Number one are the legal considerations, knowing your local laws. Review local property owner tenant laws, as they can vary widely. Does your market have rent control regulations? What are the eviction laws and fair housing practices? Even if you're not self-managing the property and you have an attorney who is assisting you, you need to know the local landlord laws and regulations. Next is tenant screening. Now, tenant screening is the most important part of renting multifamily properties. If you get the right tenants in and your screening is correct, you've avoided most landlord issues. What are the tenant requirements you are setting? What is the minimum credit score you're accepting? Minimum income requirements? Will applicants with criminal records be considered? And what program are you using to verify the validity of the applicant's information? Now, many years back, we never used any type of program for verifying the applicant's information. But since COVID, there's been a huge spike in fraudulent rental applications, and several programs and services will verify the applicant, their information, and their employment. We used to just run a credit check and a background check, but now you have to go really in depth and verify that the income is correct. Creating a lease agreement. Now, you can find lease agreements online. We sell state-specific property management forms in our store at syndicationsuperstars.com, but it's always important to have your attorney review them beforehand. Going forward, security deposits. How much of a security deposit can you collect, and how are you going to handle your tenant's security deposits? Where are you allowed to store those security deposits, and how soon do you need to return the security deposit after a tenant moves? Now, states have very specific rules regarding security deposits, and you must understand and follow these laws when you're handling them. Number two is financial considerations. How much are you renting the units for, and how are you arriving at this rental amount? Are the rent comparables you're reviewing from nearby properties of the same vintage and condition? And who is going to be renting the units? Will you be renting the units yourself, or will someone else be renting them for you? And how are you marketing the units for rent? There are several good free and low-cost paid options online, and when inquiries come in, ask them how they found out about the unit for rent. Now, I found this varies widely between region to region. So in one area, one state, we use Zillow a lot. It's huge. And we don't really get anything on apartments.com. And literally a state away in a different market, it is the opposite. So you really have to try where your property is, and you have to really experiment with what's going to work best. And then when you're renting again, you take this information and you'll know exactly where you're going to spend your time and your money to rent that property as soon as possible. Now, if you're not renting the units yourself, how will that person or company be compensated? And are they only paid when the unit is rented, or also when the tenant renews? Third is property management. So you have the unit, it's been rented. How are you collecting rent, and how are you handling tenant issues and inquiries? Having a system to collect rent and respond quickly to tenant issues is paramount to being a successful multifamily property owner. I would find an online portal to streamline the rent collection process. That's number one. And there are some very technical ones out there, but if you just have a small portfolio and you can find one that's a simple one that will just help with rent collection, that's really what you need at this point. Now that rent collection is automated, how are you handling tenant issues and emergencies, possibly in the same portal? But handling emergencies is really important. I really want to talk about this because, yes, you might be able to have a portal that's going to, you know, submit in inquiries, and you're going to get these inquiries out the other side that say something is broken in someone's apartment and it needs to be looked at. But when you're dealing with emergencies, you really need to have a phone number. And I try to avoid any kind of texting. So if people are putting in inquiries, have them put it through the portal. Okay. But when you are having emergencies, you want to let people know that there is a phone number available 24/7 for emergencies. And this is for them, but it's really for you. I mean, if a pipe bursts at one of my properties, I want to know as soon as possible. I don't want them to submit a ticket online. I don't want them to text me. I want them to call the number that's going to ring possibly my handyman's number at the same time as mine, which is the best situation, and maybe another third person if I had a partner or something. But I want someone to know immediately that there's an issue at that property. Now, it's important that you always respond to tenants promptly, 7 days a week. If there's an issue, respond and let them know you've received their message. If it's not urgent, you can tell them that you'll reach out on the next business day. open lines of communication with your tenants and fast responses while quickly resolving issues are key to keeping your good tenants in your property and becoming a successful landlord. Now, I hope you enjoyed. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, submit comments and potential show topics at globalinvestorspodcast.com. If you're interested in actively investing in real estate, please check out our courses and mentoring programs at syndicationsuperstars.com. That is syndicationsuperstars.com. Look forward to two more episodes next week. See you then. Have you always wanted to invest in real estate but didn't have the time, didn't know where to find the deals, couldn't get the funding, and didn't want tenants calling you? Since 2006, I've been buying income-producing properties in great locations that provide us with consistent passive income while we wait for appreciation in the future and take advantage of tax laws while we're waiting. And unlike your financial advisor, we invest alongside our investors in every property we purchase. Check out investwithharborside.com. If you like the idea of investing in real estate, if you like the idea of passive income, partner with us at investwithharborside.com. That's investwithharborside.com.
Nothing in this episode should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Any investment opportunities mentioned on this podcast are limited to accredited investors. Any investments will only be made with proper disclosure, subscription documentation, and are subject to all applicable laws. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of Syndication Superstars, LLC, exclusively.